now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Well, the first hour was pretty jam-packed.
It was.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
So much debuts. Going on.
Lots of great new music out in the, here in the middle of summer.
Yeah. And now we're going to do it all over again. We're going to do another hour, another 10 albums, another feature with an artist from Sappy Fest. Plus, you're going to have the lowdown. Plus, Steven's got more music news. I don't know how we're going to make it all happen. So I'm just going to stop talking and let you tell them about the charts.
For sure. Let's get into it here. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report. And you can find all this information at earshot-online.com, published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the fine volunteers and staff involved in this project. That includes the National Top 50, which you can find every single week. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, July 5th, 2016, we bring you the top 20. We're about to delve into the top 10 most played releases of this week. And that is a culmination of over 30 campus community radio stations' top 30 charts at their own stations. And both regionally and nationally, you can also find charts for genres such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns as well, so you can find out what campus community radio DJs are spinning across the country. And there's also reviews, interviews, and other features as well. You can find this, as always, at earshot-online.com.
It's all exciting. You can find us online too a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com is our handle on Facebook. And at Earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. So there you go. Find us online. Reach out to us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. We'd like to give you some exposure on this show. And we are happy to do that in the form of a feature. And of course, we're going to be talking to Faith Palms coming up a little later on in the program. They'll be playing at Sappy Fest. It's happening at the end of the month, and our Facebook page, our contest, is happening right now. So check it out for all of the great details. It's a chance for you to win two full weekend passes. Who doesn't want to go to Sappy Fest? A. But then who doesn't want to go to Sappy Fest for free? B. And C. I don't have anything. So let's get on to the charts.
All right. At number 10 this week, all the way up for number 18, it is the new EP on Flemish Eye from Braids called Companion. You're going to hear a track from that one, the lead track called Joni. Deerhoof after that, up from number 20 all the way to number 9 is The Magic, that album on our show for the first time last week. And this week we're going to hear a track called Plastic Thrills and another EP on the program this week, sitting still at number 8, the release by Young Rival called Strange Light. You're going to hear Heard It All Before.
Here's Braids, Joni, your number 10 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Are we okay? Seems like we always come back here to this. Are we afraid? The unknown along the way. Joey's playing in the car on a highway. Saw man driving with his front window smashed in. He was swerving with the wind and his guidance. If he fell off, would he be doing this? We don't know where we are going. I wanna be fine without knowing, darling. Can my home be here inside of me? Even when I'm on the other side of where I wanna be. We don't know. I wanna be fine without knowing, darling. Can my heart? myself, and there's nobody else to find. What I wanna see in myself, and there's nobody else to find. What I wanna see in myself, and there's nobody else to find.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Sitting still at number 8 this week, that was Young Rival. Their latest release is called Strange Light, and that was Heard It All Before. Deerhoof in the middle of that set at number 9, all the way up from 20 from their latest release, The Magic. You heard Plastic Thrills and another EP kicking off this hour in our top 10 at number 10, up from 18, Braids with Companion and Joni.
Well into the second hour now of the countdown, so into the top 10. We'll take a break from that as we head back to the phone line. Stephen Karlick still there with us, the senior editor at Exclaim Magazine, and bringing us lots of great music news every week. Of course, we have great music news to talk about this week. Did so in the first hour. This hour, we're going to kick things off with some news about Frank Ocean. I must say that the photo that's there is a throwback. I remember what this is. I don't know if kids these days will get it because of, you know, the internet and how popular it is, but the library return card is something that speaks to me.
Yes, gotta stamp it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see at exclaim.ca that Frank Ocean has teased an album release that was actually supposed to come out last year. So he scribbled out a bunch of stamped library dates on a library index card. It now says July, and it's got the date blanked out, 2016, for the release of his next album titled Boys Don't Cry. Like I said, it was teased last July. It was supposed to come out. Frank Ocean shared a photo of him sitting beside some magazines saying that it was a new issue and a new album. It was all very exciting. Now we've been waiting a year for an album that we thought maybe wasn't going to come out. But now a cryptic blog post from the Velvet-voiced R&B singer seems to imply that the record will indeed be out, hopefully before the end of this month. Whether or not he'll deliver the music or the magazine on time remains to be seen. But, you know, it seems promising, and I'm willing to put my eggs in the Frank Ocean basket.
Are you really?
I am.
Okay.
it would be another huge moment in a huge music year in which, you know, it kind of seems, I read a really great piece the other day that somebody wrote about how it feels like the death of David Bowie and Prince have almost galvanized music output this year, that a number of albums that artists, huge artists like Beyonce, Radiohead, Kanye, Drake, were all sitting on albums, and it felt like maybe a fire was lit under them to get out their best work while they can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was sort of an explanation of why this year has been so huge and so special in music. This would be another huge touchstone in a year already full of them. So, fingers crossed.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. Hopefully, it is July 2016. We'll continue that music news announcement and flip over to the next story. Pixies have a new single and a new LP coming.
Yes, they do. Earlier this year, the band released a video trailer that teased some forthcoming new material. Now, details about the band's next project have been revealed, and it turns out they will release a new album this fall. Titled Head Carrier, the new LP will arrive on September 30th through Pixies Music and Play It Against Sam. In addition to the usual CD, vinyl, and digital formats, the record will also be available as part of a number of special bundles, including a limited edition box set that comes with the CD, heavyweight 180-gram vinyl, and a 24-page booklet of lyrics and artwork. The 12-song offering was recorded with producer Tom Dalgety in February and March of this year at Rack Studios in London. It hears frontman Black Francis, guitarist Joey Santiago, and drummer David Lovering welcoming bassist Paz Longchantin, who has been touring with the group since 2014 and is now part of the permanent lineup. Switching things up from their old style of touring heavily and churning out an album per year, the Pixies slowed down the process with this new album, apparently spending 6 weeks in pre-production, just writing, arranging, and rehearsing the new songs. The first glimpse of the new record, like you said, has arrived with the lead single, Chagalaga, which you can hear at exclaim.ca, where you can also see the track listing for the new album and the album artwork. The band haven't announced any North American stops yet, but you can see their world tour dates. There's a link to it at exclaim.ca, and that's at pixiesmusic.com. But new Pixies.
I love the title of the track, Chagalaga. That's fun to say.
It is fun. It'll blast it to the top of the charts.
It's so
name
good.
Like that.
Yeah. All right. One more news story before we get to your song pick. This is coming out of the camp of Arca and a new release.
Yeah, and this would have been my song pick were it not 25 minutes long. But one of my favorites, avant-garde electronic artist Arca, also known as Alejandro Guerci, announced his forthcoming album Reverie earlier this year. But before that arrives, the producer has shared a free project called Entrañas. Much like 2013's And, the new release is a 25-minute mix of 14 tracks, which you can find the names of at exclaim.ca. There are features on the new release from Micah Levy, a.k.a. Mikachu, from Total Freedom, and from Masakuraman. Arca's last full-length was, of course, Mutant, which arrived in 2015. But you can hear Entrañas before you get his new LP right now at exclaim.ca.
Well, it's a long one, but I always take your recommendations, so it's a goodie.
It is a very goodie. Yeah. I've only listened to it once at the Montreal airport, but it was very nice.
Awesome. Good way to pass some time when you're sitting in the airport waiting, right? All right, Stephen, thanks so much, as always, for all the great music news. Exclaim.ca to check it out and keep up to date. We are now going to turn it over to you for your Song Pick of the Week.
Thank you. My Song Pick of the Week comes from one of my favorite albums released this year. It actually happened to come very, I'm not going to tell you exactly where it came, but very high up on Exclaim's top 27 albums of 2016, our list that we released last week. And that record is Chance the Rapper's Coloring Book, a celebratory album influenced by plenty of gospel music, plenty of uplifting lyrics. This is my favorite song from the album. It's called Same Drugs by Chance the Rapper on Earshot Radio.
We don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. Cause she don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. When did you change? When do you age? I thought you never grow up. I thought you never. Window closed. Wendy got old. I was too late, I was too late. A shadow of what I once was. Cause we don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. She don't laugh the same way no more. We don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. Where did you go? Why would you stay? You must have lost your marbles. You always were so forgetful. In a hurry. Don't wait up. I was too late, I was too late. A shadow of what I once was. Cause we don't do what we say we're gonna. You were always perfect. And I was only practice. Don't you miss the days? Stranger, don't you miss the days? Don't you miss the danger?
We don't
do the same drugs no more. Forget the happy thoughts. All you need is happy thoughts. The past tense, past bedtime. Way back then when everything we read was real and everything we said rhymed. Wide-eyed kids being kids. Why did you stop? What did you do to your hair? Where did you go to end up? Right back here. When did you start to forget how to fly? Don't you call out, don't you bleed. Stay in the line, stay in the line. Down the line.
Don't you
we don't do the same just.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Blood Orange, Blink-182, Swiss Army Man, Tragically Hip, Bad Bad Not Good, Schoolboy Q, Arkells, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
Yellow moon. with the big yellow moon. Is Pluto a planet? And are you coming home soon?
That was Hurry Down by The Highest Order, debuting on our show this week as their latest record, still holding all the way up from number 29 to number 6. Catronauta in the middle there with Light Spots from his debut album, 99.9% at number 7, all the way up for number 16. And Stephen Karlik's pick this week from Chance the Rapper's new 2016 mixtape, Coloring Book, that was Same Drugs.
All this month, we're bringing you interviews and music from bands and artists that are playing Sappy Fest this year, and one of those bands is Fake Palms. Mike LaRiche is singer and guitarist for the group and joins us to chat. Mike, it's great to be able to catch up.
Yeah, nice to be here.
2015 saw the release of your self-titled debut LP. Since that, you've been working on some new material. Can fans expect something new in terms of the sound overall and feel of the upcoming EP that you're going to be releasing?
Yeah, I think we're reining in our sound a bit, and there's progression there, although we kind of set out with a specific thing in mind on the first record, and we're not the kind of band to flip our sound completely, but there is growth, and I think in terms of songwriting, we've become better songwriters, and the bigger moments are certainly bigger and heavier than they were on the first record. And I just got some masters back on the first EP, and or on the new EP, sorry. And I think it's a few steps forward. I'm really happy with it.
And you'll release an EP in the fall of 2016. Have you been playing anything from that release when you've been doing shows, a sort of road test for the new material?
Yeah, in the last couple of months, we've been kind of slowly introducing new songs into the set, and at this point, we actually play more of the new EP than the first record.
And those going to Sappy Fest are going to get a chance to hear you and get to that in a moment. But I read this. This was interesting to me. I know this has happened. This would have happened a while ago. But I read a really interesting story about something that happened to the band at one of your early shows where an instrument got left behind. What happened there?
Oh, yeah. So a friend and I were carrying gear to the show. We get to the show, we're supposed to go on, like we didn't get a sound check, so we're just kind of throwing our gear up on stage and playing. And then we go to grab the bass player, Pat, goes to grab his bass, opens up the gig bag, it's a guitar, not his bass. We don't have a bass, so we kind of like frantically hop in a cab, go back to the jam space, and then back to the gig, kind of get there 5 minutes late after we're supposed to play, and then we kind of like are all stressed out, and then we kind of hop on, play the set, and then get off, and then it's like, whew. As soon as we got off, we caught our breath, and we're like, okay, that was our first show.
There you go. But lots of time has passed since that show, so I'm sure everything will be well equipped when you're at Sappy Fest.
We'll certainly bring our instruments.
While you're there, are there any bands or artists that you're looking forward to seeing?
Sappy Fest is one of those festivals for me that I've never actually had the chance to go to, so I'm just excited to be there. I've heard nothing but amazing things. Simone, our drummer, has gone a handful of times, and it seems like just a great festival. I know Dilly Dally are playing, and I always like seeing them. We're label mates with them. It's be good to see them. And then, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of just excited to take in the whole festival.
Cool. And for those who will be attending the festival, what can they expect from your show? What's the show like for you guys?
We are pretty loud, so I'd say bring some earplugs, because it's kind of go full throttle from the get-go, and it's just really loud, abrasive guitars the whole time.
All All right. Well, it's good to know. I'm going to make sure to bring my earplugs with me to enjoy the great music that you're going to give them. Head over to Buzz Records on Facebook, to get more on the Canadian Foursome. For now, we're going to give you some music from their brilliant 2015 self-titled release. Mike, it was great chatting, and see you at Sappy Fest.
Thanks so much.
Here's a track from the LP, Fake Palms, performing at Sappy Fest July 29th to August 1st. Stick around. We have more of the charts on the way. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Finger, oh, people are so typical.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
Dropping just one spot this week to number 4, that was Jesse Lanza. Her newest album, her sophomore release, is called Oh No, You Heard Vivica. Jay Arner in there in the middle with Wannabe from his latest release, J2, at number 5, up for number 19. And their debut self-titled album coming out in the summer of last year and heavily on the charts was Fake Palms. And you heard a track called Nerves after Anthony had a chat with the group.
Yes, for sure. And now we have one more break from the charts before this, before we get on to the rest of the countdown. And believe me, you want to stick around. We have a new number one that is a re-entering or re-emerging number one. They were in the top, they dropped, now they're back. So that's big news. But before we get to that, we'd like to give you the lowdown, a look at what is debuting below the top 20. Of course, we can't do the whole top 50 every week. That would just take too long. So we cut it off at 20, but we'd like to give you a look at what is debuting below the top 20, because there is a chance they could make it into the program. And Brian's got it for you. It's the lowdown.
We have six debuts this week below the top 20. Starting off at number 48, the next release by Twin River is called Passing Shade. Valen's number 46 with a release called Consent on Hand-Drawn Dracula Records. A little bit of a supergroup there between Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Vares is Case, Lang, and Vares, and the album of the same name, debuting at number 45. Band of Horses at number 37, their latest album called Why Are You Okay? And up next from there at number 34, Blue Moon Marquee and Gypsy Blues. And our highest debut this week is at number 31. It's on Secretly Canadian. It's called Light Upon the Lake, and that is the newest album by Whitney.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. And now we will get to it. The top three albums of the week. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number three, and we'll make our way.
At number three, it is Danny Romano. Up two spots this week is the album Mosey. Here is Maybe Remember Me.
Remember me.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
If this tour doesn't kill you, then I will. I hate your guts and it makes me ill. Seeing your face every morning. One more month and 22 days. If this tour doesn't kill you, I may. I'm counting down the miles till we leave the state. I'm counting down the minutes till I can't erase every memory of you. For a second, let's be honest, nothing will clean your filthy conscience. Everything you do makes me wanna vomit. And if this tour doesn't kill you, buddy, I'm on.
Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was our new number one a couple weeks ago, and reclaiming the top spot up from number four, Holy F, with their latest album. Congrats, that was Shivering. Before that, sitting still, number two was Pup. The Dream Is Over is their latest, their second album, and that was lead track from that record, If This Tour Doesn't Kill You, I Will. And Daniel Romano in at number three, up two spots with the album Mosey and Maybe Remember Me.
All right, there you go. That does it for another countdown, another week. I'm Anthony Amon, Brian Cleveland also in studio. We do this every week, countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And that is record and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Record and then broadcast every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also check us out online, radioforall.net, to download the program or podcast the show through iTunes. And don't forget to head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. All month we're running a contest for you to get the chance to win two weekend passes to Sappy Fest. Check it out, enjoy the interviews, and we'll see you next week with a brand new countdown. Until then, though, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.